Headline and core inflation inched higher in December. Sanisha Pakirasamy, chief economist at Momentum Investments. Headline inflation, as reported by Statistics, Stats, SA, rose to 3.6% YoY in December 2025 from 3.5% YoY in November, resulting in an average inflation rate of 3.2% for 2025. December's inflation rate matched the Reuters median consensus of 3.6%, while the 2025 average inflation rate was below our estimate, the Reuters consensus and the SARB's forecast of 3.3%. Transport inflation edged up to 1% YoY in December from 0.7% YoY in November, and restaurant and accommodation services prices increased by 2.9% YoY from 2.3% YoY over the same period. In terms of housing prices, actual rentals were up 3.7% YoY in December from 3.2% YoY in November, and owner's equivalent rent was up 3.5% YoY from 3% YoY over the same period. Chart 1. Housing inflation edges higher after a prolonged pandemic-induced slump. Source: Stats SA, Momentum Investments. Data until December 2025. According to an article in Business Day, the property rental market continues to display divergences. The residential sector is experiencing robust momentum, driven largely by a persistent shortage of available rental stock. This supply constraint is fueling expected rental escalations between 4.5% and 5.5% for 2026, especially in key growth areas within Gauteng. This signals upward pressure in rentals going forward. However, buy-to-let activity is increasing, with Uber reporting that buy-to-let investment properties accounted for 12% of all home loan applications in 2025, up from 10.9% in 2023. Furthermore, there is ongoing commercial-to-residential conversions, particularly in Gauteng. This increase in supply could limit the upward rental pressure. In contrast, the commercial property sector, most notably office space, remains subdued, with rental escalations expected to moderate to about 3% in 2026. Core inflation rose to 3.3% YoY in December from 3.2% YoY in November, largely due to the rise in housing costs. Chart 2. Services inflation remains sticky. Source: Global Insight, Stats SA, Momentum Investments. Data until December 2025. Goods inflation accelerated to 3% YoY in December, from 2.9% YoY in November, but was lower than the peak rate of 3.2% YoY recorded in July 2025. Contained goods inflation can be attributed to the strengthening of the currency and a reduction in fuel prices, both of which have helped to contain input costs, imported inflation and retail prices. Services inflation climbed to 4.2% YoY from 4.1% YoY, reaching its highest level for 2025. The persistent elevation in services inflation signals a degree of stickiness in underlying price pressures. This stickiness may complicate efforts to bring overall inflation to target, as services represent a slightly larger portion of the consumer basket, 51.6% vs 48.4% for goods. We may see a downward trend in services inflation once contracts start to adjust to the new lower target. For Momentum's full note on the latest CPI figures, click here. Ends. Author at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments plus Posts Bio. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments hash Malongui dash disabled dash linker fragile world, a firmer rand. What 2026 means for SA consumers and investors at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments hash Malongui dash disabled dash Linovember CPI surprise strengthens case for 2026 rate cuts at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments hash Malongui dash disabled dash link 2026 economic outlook. What will move markets next year? At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments #Malongui-Disabled-Link Financial Stability Review. Financial system resilience holds firm amid geopolitical and policy risks. Share on your socials.